It's a bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus. For a free home assessment and design consultation on your bathroom, kitchen, and living space remodeling project, visit BarrierFreePlusInc.com or Barrier Free Plus Inc. on Facebook. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
We take these hours to educate the homeowners about specific trades and specific companies that our team partner of the Inside Outside Guys. And today, we are going to be taking a deep dive look at Barrier Free Plus. This is the 28th year the U.S. has recognized March as a National Disabilities Awareness Month. And we're going to talk about that coming up in the next hour.
And we're going to be talking to Dave Malkovich, the president of Barrier Free Plus. He's been a licensed residential builder for 25 years. That's a lot of time, a lot of experience. Has 10 years specializing in Americans with Disability Act, Barrier Free Special Needs Home Modifications. Dave, in the building industry, is kind of rare. He earned a Bachelor of Science degree from Wayne State University, and he's always active in his community. We're going to try to hit all of that in the next hour.
We will hit that and much, much more. So you have a family member, if you have a family member at home or friends that is disabled or wants to stay in their house, a senior, you want to learn how to do that more comfortably and safer, stick around for this next hour show featuring Barrier Free Plus. Only on the Inside Outside Guys and WJR. Good afternoon and welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. Today featuring Barrier Free Plus. Barrier Free Plus is a company that helps people stay in their home, get comfortable in their home. Chuck, they offer so many services. I just think a lot of people aren't aware that these services are available.
I don't, and we're going to talk to Dave about that and Joe in just a second. But the law defines disability as the inability to engage in any substantial gainful activity by reason of any medically determined physical or mental impairment, one of which is getting older, right?
Hey. I mean, you lose
ability. So, Dave, a little synopsis. How did you start the company? Why is your focus on the aging-in-place market, even though you do a lot more than that?
Well, the aging-in-place market and the disability market is a growing industry. We're there. Some of us are even living it ourselves with some of the little convenience things that we could adapt a home for. The beauty of the program is the personal gratification that you get from participating with people. It's probably the most rewarding thing I've ever done in building, seeing somebody get out of their house on their own, see them sliding through into a shower on their own, not tripping over a tub, hanging onto a grab bar that we install. Just a lot of simple things that makes life a lot more pleasurable for individuals.
You mentioned grab bars. I just want to say something real quick to people out there. Oh. Grab bars are not just for showers, are they?
Correct.
That's not a do-it-yourself project.
You're right about that. You're right about that. But they can be put anywhere. I mean, if you're going to a hallway and you want something to help keep you steady in that hallway, grab bars, right?
Grab bars are a pretty simple installation. There's anchoring kits that are required. A grab bar has got to support 300 pounds when you get done. So, and that's 300 pounds on each end.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So a standard 3-foot-long grab bar, actually concentrated weight, will hold 600 pounds.
We used to have a building inspector. I think he was in Macomb Township, but I'm not really sure. But I remember in a commercial space, we were trying to get a green tag and open up.
Mm-hmm.
And we had grab bars in the bathroom. He would stand on them because he said, well, I weigh as much as the code says this has to support. And I remember him tearing one off the wall. We had to fix it because he wasn't going to give us a green tag
sure. If
it didn't support that load.
And you could appreciate that because you're installing these grab bars to help somebody, not hinder them.
Right, right. For people living in their home that are getting older, you're an expert in ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act. What kind of things can you do for people just to make their lives easier? And they may not be in a wheelchair, but they may just be getting older. What kind of things can Barrier Free Plus do to help them be safer and more comfortable in their home?
Well, one of the common things that we do are bilateral rails going up staircases. The exterior aluminum rails.
What the heck is a bilateral rail, Dave?
It's a rail on each side.
Okay.
And you grab, you know, you could use either hand. We set them at 38 inches apart. They're the guardrail height. Oftentimes, we'll add a handrail, a round cylinder rail at 30 inches for, you know, somebody a little bit shorter that can hang on to and grasp onto those railings and get their way up the steps in almost anywhere.
So what are some of the mistakes people make in installing handrails on stairways?
Well,
gosh,
it has to be graspable.
That's huge, isn't it?
I mean, the old decks that we used to build with a 2x6 on the top rail, and nobody could grab onto
even
that.
Even a 2x4.
Right, right.
You know, there's separate graspable rails that have to be added to those railings anywhere where there's steps or there are ramps.
How about the returns at the top and bottom?
The returns,
the extensions. Sorry.
You have to have returns on the top and the bottom. You don't want a person sliding right down the end of the rail and not knowing it quit.
Right.
And that's the purpose of a return on a handrail.
And just any housing company, just any other construction company doesn't know all these specialties that you need to know to be ADA. I mean, they can put a wrong fastener in that handrail. They could put it in the wrong spot in that handrail and actually cause someone then to need your services even more.
Correct. And grab bars, when we install grab bars, we actually custom fit them for the person using them.
Perfect.
If it's somebody that's getting in their shower, we actually have her or him stand in the shower when we place those bars.
I was thinking of my 98-year-old mother, her hand is a lot smaller than mine, a lot weaker than mine, and she would need a different, a smaller diameter, perhaps, than I might.
Well, and grab bars are 1¼ inches in diameter and 1½ inches in diameter. So both are code compliant, and they can be set up for different grip strengths or grip, you know, the utilization.
Whenever we have this conversation, I think of my wife's grandmother. And grandma and grandpa, you know, after grandpa passed away, she had her bedroom upstairs. But after a while, she couldn't go upstairs anymore. It was just too much for her to go upstairs, so they made room for her in the basement. That wasn't necessary, was it? If she would have known about Barrier Free Plus, she could have stayed in that upstairs bedroom.
Well, yes, and the last place you really want to send an elderly person is in the basement. I mean, just a fire
hazard. Not the basement. She wasn't in the basement. She's in the lower level.
Right. Yeah. So we can install a single stair lift that a person could sit on a staircase and actually travel them straight up to the top of the stairs.
Safely and comfortably.
Safely and comfortably.
Now, does that break the bank to do that today, or are those more affordable than they were 25 years ago?
Well, stair lifts themselves have come way down in price. They're, you know, a nice straight stair lift going straight up is less than $3,800.
Wow.
We can even do custom stair lifts for radius staircases, which we have a lot of here in Macomb area.
Sure.
There's a ton of radius staircases, and we can do those also. We have a computerized program that'll measure it up and actually show a person on a computer how they actually operate prior to the purchase.
Well, if you're out there listening to this and you think you may need some help from Barrier Free Plus in the future, or some of your family, friends may need some help from Barrier Free Plus in the future, go to BarrierFreePlusInc.com. Phone number is 586-598-2600. Again, go to BarrierFreePlusInc.com. Stick around with more. We're going to have Joe Nichols come on and talk about what being ADA compliant means.
I like that. We'll be right back on WJR AM 760.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus. For a free home assessment and design consultation on your bathroom, kitchen, and living space remodeling project, visit BarrierFreePlusInc.com or Barrier Free Plus Inc. on Facebook. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've asked Dave to stick around, but we're going to introduce to you someone you've listened to before, Joe Nichols.
Yeah, Joel Nichols is the vice president of Barrier Free Plus, and he came on to talk about custom ADA compliant. Can you explain that, Joel?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Guys, appreciate your time today. Yeah, absolutely, I can. Just quickly, as we get going, as you recognized earlier, it's the 28th year of the President Reagan officially declaring this National Disability Month. And then we'll be on again with you all in July to talk more about when that was signed into law by President Bush. What ADA means to me, and it is very personal, most people don't realize I'm a 70% disabled combat veteran. Those rules, recognitions, and laws apply to myself personally, and I have a 30-year-old Down syndrome son. So there's two people in my house that ADA is extremely relevant and important to. So, you know, I like to share that with the folks that I may go out and visit subsequently from being here with you today. So what is custom ADA? We're all unique individuals, all shapes, sizes, colors, and creeds. We come in small, medium, large, extra large, and double XL. As the guys talked about with Dave a little while ago, with the different sizes, just specifically with the simplest of items being a grab bar, there's multiple types of grab bars, you know, inch and a quarter, of course, for someone with smaller hands or a child or something along those lines. But you also have a peen to grip grab bar, which is a non-slip. Specifically, though, custom, there are some clients that have problems with their nerves and they cannot have that sensory issue in their hands, so you would have to get a rubberized grab bar or a rubber handled grab bar, vinyl coated grab bar, and we can get those in every color in the rainbow. But that's just a minor thing that's custom. Toilets set 19-17 inches. What is high for someone that's 5'2" is not necessarily high for someone that's 6'2". So while there is a standard, there's also a custom, and you have to take those things into account. And Dave put it perfectly, and he typically does when he makes his points, is that when you talk about a shower, we customize that shower. We don't just come in and throw in just a standard kit out of a warehouse. We customize that shower for that individual, for their home, the age of their home. We customize it to tie into their plumbing the least expensive way as possible. But we are a custom handicap, disability, aging in place contractor. You know, Ken had mentioned about using the difference between a contractor who does a great job. There's a lot of them in Michigan, a lot of great builders.
Absolutely.
But there's a big difference between a great builder and somebody that's going to be certified and able to handle the needs of people that are handicapped, disability oriented, and or aging in place. There's certain. I put it like this when I talk to our clients. You would not go to a dentist for an appendectomy. It's just truth. They're both medical doctors in one way or another, but they have specialties, and that's what we are. We are that specialized custom contractor. I really, you know, I encourage people to find us on Facebook. We're at Barrier Free Plus Inc. on Facebook. Just search us. It shows our videos. We have client testimonial videos. We have photos of the work that we've completed. We have work in progress. We have a lot of that, actually, which is really good, where you see start, you know, all of a sudden it's been torn down and then it's framed and that, you know, a few weeks later, now you're middle and end. So we want clients to interact. We want them to know all about Dave and ourselves and the custom, the people here in the company, because there's nothing more personal than asking us to help you or your loved ones. And in doing that, that's why I share things about myself and my family, because I want transparency. I want them to know.
So how do you qualify somebody? I mean, we have a lot of people that just kind of, like you said, they've got a one-off, this comes on a box in the factory, and we're going to install it in your house. So how does Barrier Free Plus analyze people and prescribe for them? What makes you different?
I can speak for Dave, too. It's our favorite part, is getting out and interacting with our clients. I have to agree with my partner and our sentiment. I have never found a job, and this isn't even a job, I have never found anything I enjoy more in my entire career of working. I'm 54 years old, and this is the most gratifying time in my life, is to be able to help people of all ages and sizes. Last summer, I was able to help a 3-year-old boy get out of his house.
How?
We put in a ramp, and we worked with St. Joan of Arc over in St. Clair Shores. And in 24 hours, St. Joan of Arc not only was able to raise the money at church on Sunday for this little boy's ramp, they raised enough that Sunday to purchase them a van that was wheelchair accessible as well. Wow. There's good people out there that love and want to help other people. And this little beautiful three-year-old boy, and I have grandkids, so my heart was softened. He was getting a ramp regardless. But, you know, St. Joan of Arc came up huge, and they helped this family in the St. Clair Shores community.
Joe, there are so many, unfortunately, there are so many single people in their houses right now that don't have families, that can't reach out to someone to help fix their door or put something on for them. How can Barrier Free Plus help those people?
Well, again, finding us, as I said, through Facebook, calling us here at the office, 586-598-2600. Denise would be glad to set something up with regard to that. We can help them by going out and walking through. And the most important thing that we always go back on, all of us, is by listening to them. The biggest thing is people want to ask me, are there finance options available? The answer to that question is yes. We have several different finance options available through our community networking partners via a loan from a bank at a lower rate that we know, that we work with locally, right on back to our ramp manufacturers offer a special financing through their banks and their companies they work with to right now getting an equity line on your home. These things, that's why your home's there. If you want to live in it, then use the capital that you have in
sure.
it to get that bathroom safe.
Joe, a lot of people my age and older are too proud to think we need what Barrier Free Plus can do for us. How about if my kids called you? Would you answer their questions and then maybe arrange for a special meeting? Because if my kids did it, I'd go to that meeting.
Absolutely. You're a few years away from the generation I'm going to mention. Is that a lot of the people that we deal with are from the can-do, make-do, will-do generation. They don't want to spend any money on anything else. I'm this old and I don't need anything. You're not there yet.
Hopefully.
But yes, we actually schedule to go out. We have a small conversation, obviously, to talk about the needs. And that's, like I said, the one thing we enjoy most is going to the homes. Whether we're meeting with the children, an aunt that doesn't have anyone, we're meeting the niece and the nephew that take care of her, or caregivers or anything. We love to go into the homes and look at what it is that we can do to make every day safer and independent. As you said, pride. There's not many people that I've ever met in my lifetime, if any, that don't have pride. That's one of the things that makes this gratifying, is you can help them by continuing to allow them to be a very proud individual and do the things they need to do every day as far as cleaning themselves by taking a shower safely, as well as getting out of the house and still getting their groceries,
being
their
mobile
appointments.
Yeah,
that's it, 100%. Davis said this a million times over. No one wants to bathe their parents, and their parents don't want their children bathing them.
Absolutely not.
But the point is, they have to get a bath.
Yep.
They have to get out of their house. We can give them options where they can maintain their dignity and their independence, and we love, absolutely love doing this for them.
Dave, what if they're, I'm not saying what if, I know you guys deal with this all the time, a tragedy, insurance companies. Are you guys used to working with insurance companies to help out homeowners?
I would bounce that to my partner because he deals with the insurance carrier more than I do. Because
sorry, Joe.
Dave draws the plotter plans. People don't realize that Dave, without signing them as the architect, he can draw your full set of blueprints if you needed a large-scale project. And he does frequently because of what you said, tragedy, car accidents, diving board accidents, whatever, boating accidents, any kind of accidents that a settlement has been reached to care for these folks. This is why that personal injury protection, unlimited for your lifetime, do not change that on your policy. Take whatever you can to keep that there. If it's extra $50, $75, there's people that have had that for 40 years that we're just now, because they're deteriorating from not just age, but their 40-year-old injuries, they need things. And guess what? That policy is paying for that still today. Keep your unlimited personal injury protection.
So, Dave, you doing those plans in-house can shorten the timeline a little bit. Obviously, you're an expert at that, and it can be worked into the budget then, right?
It does work into the budget, and it works into the budget with some of the resources that people we work with, occupational therapists, physical therapists, insurance companies, their agents, and the individual homeowners. When we do a line item quote, I call them specifications, they're actually written down. You will have X amount of footings. You will have X amount of block. You will have an overhead lift capable of going through a doorway, a lift that will set you on a commode if you so need it. And some of our lifts can actually transfer from one room to another.
Wow.
By just replacing the motor to another section of track.
Wow. Thanks, Dave. Hey, we're going to ask everyone to stick around. We're going to talk again with Dave and Blair Hughes, who's the project manager for Barrier Free Plus, about, Chuck, you and I always talk about how much we love our companies that give back. Boy, does Barrier Free Plus give back and more. Stick around with more with the Inside Outside Guys and Barrier Free Plus, only on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus. You and I have a lot of great team partners that really give back to the community.
You know, give back is an understatement, you know, from giving whole new roofs away to remodels. And we love just being a small part of any of that kind of stuff. It's just so thrilling. And Barrier Free Plus does something not only every year, but something they love to do, and they probably do it multiple days of the year, right?
Yeah, No Limits Fishing and the Barrier Breaker ADA compliant fishing boat supports members of the community that have disabilities. And with us right now is Blair Hughes to talk a little bit about that. Blair, welcome.
Thank you. Good to be with you guys again, always.
Good to see you. So tell people about the Barrier Breaker ADA compliant fishing boat.
So No Limits Fishing Adventures is a company that Dave and I started together. It's a 501c3 nonprofit, and the basic business model is that we take folks that primarily children that have disabilities, folks that are mobility challenged, and disabled veterans. We take them on 3 or 6 hour fishing trips on Lake St. Clair and the St. Clair River. And the way that we're able to do that, we partnered with Clay Township, and they have a handicap accessible pier called the Clay Township Fishing Pier, which is on the St. Clair River. That's where we keep the Barrier Breaker, our fishing vessel, moored. The Barrier Breaker is a custom designed 28-foot tritune that has been engineered to support power wheelchairs. We can take up to 2 power wheelchairs on the boat at one time. We have special restraints that were built into the floor to secure those chairs. We can also take folks that are that have mobility issues with their arms and that. We have special chairs where they can sit comfortably and go out on the water. So what we do is we take them and their families or their caregivers out on 3 or 6 hour tours, if you will, or charters, if you will. We are a licensed charter boat with the state of Michigan, the Michigan DNR, and the Coast Guard. The full Monty, if you will, as far as that goes. Dave is a licensed captain. And we take the folks out and get them out in the fresh air and get them out away from their daily grind of going to doctors or therapy or being shut in the home because they can't get out. This gives them an ability to get out on the water and kind of get some of nature's healing powers. And it is a genuine joy for Dave and I, who are both avid fishermen, and we are also highly engaged in the community.
So you know where the holes are?
Typically we find them, yeah. So we're not 30-year tenured charter captains, but Dave's been in the area for 30 or 40 years, and I've been in the area 5 or 6 years, and I live on the river. So we know where the good spots are to go. And the nice thing about the river is if it's a choppy day on the big lake, Lake St. Clair, we can dip into the river or get in a cut, and we can usually put people on fish. And you've never got any more joy than watching a person who hasn't fished for 30 years because of a stroke, because of a disability, because of a catastrophic accident, when they get out on the water and they're with their family, they're having fun, and they feel that pull of a fish on the other end of the line. So anybody that's a fisher person knows what I'm talking about there, and it's a joy to get them out there.
Boy, what a thrill that would absolutely be.
You can feel that pull listening to him, can't you?
You guys have a great Facebook page, so some people who may want to see those smiles.
Yes, we do. And we also have our own website, nolimitsfishing.org. You can go on there, and we have a a link. It's a very comprehensive website. We have a link that you can go on and actually see some of our patrons that were out on the water last year. We were fortunate enough to get about 40 different trips in last year. We only go out on Wednesdays and Sundays. Those are the low traffic days on the water, so it's better for us. It's safer. And just like I said, look at those pictures on the website, nolimitsfishing.org, and you see the faces that are lit up anywhere from, we had 6 or 7 year old children that have MS or some other disability to, we had 3 trips, I think, where it was just kind of a getting aged, where there was a 90-year-old father with his 3 60 to 70-year-old kids, and then another generation below that. So we had 3, 4, 5 generations of a family out on the water at one time. It was pretty magical.
And some that are disabled, and I know a lot of people are thinking right now, what people who are disabled with their hands or their arms, and they're not able to reel in, a fish.
Yeah, we were fortunate to come across some fishing equipment. It's adaptive fishing equipment, so it allows for one-hand operation of a rod and reel that can cast, and then it's an electric reel, so it reels in. So virtually the user just has to hit a push button. So that allows those folks that have dexterity issues or arm mobility issues to enjoy the fishing as well.
How does somebody qualify to participate in one of those 40 trips you did last year?
All they have to do is go to the website. Again, it's nolimitsfishing.org, and go to the Book a Trip link, and it walks you right through. It'll take you to a calendar. You can pick morning or afternoon. If we also, last year, we took some veterans out on a full-blown muskie trip, an all-day event. It was actually when they were doing the air show at Selfridge.
Wow, that must have been a great day.
If you are that family that wants to book a full day, you just book the 9 a.m. trip and you book the 1 p.m. trip.
You got a muskie club on the boat?
We do. And actually, we've got, pardon me, I don't know, it's like a 90-quart live well. We could fit a muskie in it.
That's just awesome. Tell people about the Bay Area Sports Show coming up July 21st and 22nd.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. It's our fourth year. The Bay Area Sports Show, it's held in downtown New Baltimore in cooperation with the New Baltimore Parks and Recreation. It is our main fundraiser for No Limits Fishing, because we are a nonprofit. We do operate that via donation and fundraising, but the Bay Area Sports Show, it's a weekend event. It's our fourth year. The main part of it is the Bay Area Fishing Tournament, which is held on Saturday, July 22nd. It's probably the only multi-species fishing tournament in the state, where the cash prize is $1,000 for the biggest by length, which is not typical for most tournaments, are weight-based.
You can't cheat on that. You can't.
Well, this isn't a tournament where everyone around the country is going to be coming in.
If some of the big boys want to come in, we're not going to say no. But it's really designed for grandpa and his grandkids, or that 30, 40, 50-something-year-old father or mother that wants to take their kids out to kind of get a little bit more of a competitive edge. And there's a ton of fun things surrounding that. So it's not only is there $1,000 for each perch, bass, walleye, pike, and then a 3-fish stringer kicker for another $1,000 in cash, right, by length. And there's also kids categories, 10 and under, 11 to 14, and then 15 to 17, where we give the kids, give them rods and reels and tackle boxes. And so there's something for everybody in that range.
Getting kids introduced to fishing.
Another thing that's unique about our tournament, most of the bigger tournaments, the fish end up getting released and they're dead. And they can bring a dead fish to the weigh-in. There's a penalty for it. Our fisher, you have to bring them in alive. The reason for that is we document the fish, we take pictures, we record them, and then they're immediately given to the Veterans Association, where they take them, they clean all the fish, and then they distribute them to veteran homes in Oakland and Macomb and St. Clair County for fish dinners. That's amazing.
That is amazing. That is so cool. We look forward to being a part of that. I think we broadcast from there 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
You did? Yeah. Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Great family event.
Yeah. Saturday, there's a kids' fishing pond. There's an archery challenge. There's a bounce house, rock wall. food trucks both Friday and Saturday. There's vendors there. Some of the local marinas are bringing boats and everything. It's really not a carnival, but a pretty fun outdoor event, and it's all focused on getting the kids into the outdoors.
All right, so you're right. It's all about the kids. So people who are out there listening right now, if they want to maybe help sponsor this event, how would they help?
They can go to BayAreaSportsShow.com, and there's information there to be a sponsor, or they can reach out directly to No Limits Fishing Adventures. We are the main beneficiary. Also, the City of New Baltimore Parks and Recreation has a universally accessible playground. It's got a special floor. You should check it out. It's got a floor that's almost like hard rubber. So those are the two beneficiaries, and we really love everybody. Come out, have a great time that weekend. If you're interested in sponsoring, go to the websites.
It's a world-class location,
too. It really is. It really is. We live in a world-class location. The Great Lakes, Lake St. Clair. We are so blessed to be surrounded by all this water. Hey, we want people to stick around. We're going to talk to Joe and Dave about home disability planning, wheelchair accessibility, ramps, vertical platforms, lift. Once again, if you have a family member that either needs the services of Barrier Free Plus or may need the services in the future, stick around for this next episode from AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Barrier Free Plus. For a free home assessment and design consultation on your bathroom, kitchen, and living space remodeling project, visit BarrierFreePlusInc.com or Barrier Free Plus Inc. on Facebook. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We encourage you to call this company if you have any questions on behalf of yourself, your bride, your parents, your grandparents. But Dave, specific products. You were talking off air about a remote sling. You want to explain that to people?
Well, one of the problems with the overhead lift is it has to get to the person that needs it. In the past, you always had to have somebody else operate it for you.
Yeah.
And today now, there is a manufacturer that makes one that it's wireless. And it operates off a remote. So if the lift itself and the sling is in another room, a person could actually call it to themselves and it'll follow that track and operate directly to them.
So if I have to get up and go to the bathroom at 3 a.m. and I'm alone in the house,
you could actually do it on your own.
That is just amazing when you think about that, isn't it?
You're starting to plan for the future there, buddy, all right?
Well, hey, God forbid, but you got to think ahead. So what other products like that? I mean, even expanding doorway width for wheelchairs that, you know, if you're suddenly in a wheelchair or automatic doors as you approach a door that will open for you.
Well, the simplest way to look at that is the process. If a person either aging in place or is in a accident situation, first thing they have to do is they have to get in their home.
Yeah.
And that can either be done through an aluminum ramp, a wooden ramp, a vertical platform lift. Vertical platform lifts are used quite often because of the space requirements that a ramp
occupies. Are those plug and play today or no?
The vertical platform lifts are actually 12 volt operated. They do require a circuit to keep the battery charged up in it, but it'll actually, I don't know if you would call it plug and play.
Yeah,
it still does require, you know, a separate circuit brought out. Gotcha. It's got to be GFI protected.
They're hardwired.
But the unit does plug into that outlet then.
Okay. And you need a platform and a landing space. And I mean, they're complicated. You just don't drop it at the door and you're ready to go.
Okay, well, you said it. You need a platform, you need a landing space, you need space. So if the space isn't available in the front, you go to the back. Or if the space isn't available for a ramp in the front, so you put a lift up instead. Chuck, something that we've spoke about in the past is the stigmatization. Not knowing that when you walk by that house that there's a handicapped person or someone with a disability inside there. I assume that's got to be very important to Barrier Free Plus.
Commonality. It's used. One thing is a special needs person can be a target. A target to burglary, a target to break-ins, a target to, you know, just personal protection.
Absolutely.
And the more you can conceal that, the better off you're always going to be. So if we could place a ramp at a rear entrance and safely let a person get in and out, or a vertical platform lift at a rear entrance, that it's not a part of the visual experience, the better off you're going to be.
Does Barrier Free Plus often incorporate lighting?
That's where I was going with that.
I was thinking about that when you
so
said
important.
Lift.
Yeah.
Well, lighting is so important, man. If you look at some of the designs that I do for bathrooms, people say, we don't need all that light. But you do.
Yeah.
And you might not need that light, but say the unforeseen situation that you fall in that bathroom and you have to call emergency responders. They need that light to operate. And that's why I will always place more and more lighting in every area.
Stairways. Mm-hmm.
Stairways especially.
Grandma, I thought of her.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And the motion light, if the ramp's in the back, that's a necessity.
Motion lighting is a necessity no matter how you look at it,
yeah,
for a person that's getting, like you said, if you had to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, the simplest way to solve that
problem.
That's
got to be properly installed. I have actually walked into commercial bathrooms where I took three steps and it was still dark. And
yeah,
you move again cautiously and then a light goes on. It's like, whoa.
That's a good point.
It's funny you said that, because we just recently completed a stair lift. And on the opposite side of the risers, low voltage lights going all the way up so that they don't have to turn on all these lights, because these will take them down to where they need to be and go up rather than that hallway and everything else. So it was quite, it was interesting to go through and get that all fished through, because it's an existing stair. It's been there.
Sure.
You mentioned stairs and steps. One thing people need to consider is, as we age, how hard it is to lift that foot up onto the next step. And a lot of times there's not room. Well, years ago, we had taken two 8-inch steps and make 3 5-inch steps or whatever it may be. Sometimes you just don't have the room for that. So do you need to highlight those steps a little better for they see them as they go up them?
Yeah, and quite often it could be something simple. Safety tape.
Riser lights,
mm-hmm. Safety tape. Just anything that's, you know, a simple application and makes them more, you know, eyes you can see. I mean, it's a simple process as we get older that we lose some of that vision.
And have you guys dealt with enough people with progressive diseases like a Parkinson's or something that you can anticipate what they might need 3 years, 4 years down the road in some cases?
Well, 2 years ago when you did the show at our fishing tournament.
Yes, sir.
We had a customer, Mr. Steve Jones, come in, whose wife had MS, who I had met. Absolutely terrific gentleman. And lives right here in Macomb. And MS is a progressive disease. We started out strictly installing a ramp for him, put in a staircase, stair glide, radius stair glide, in fact. As she progressed and got a little bit worse, we modified the bathroom on the lower level. Then we modified the bathroom in the upper level to a complete walk-in shower.
Wow.
That she actually rolls into.
That is so cool.
One of our other referral partners that we work with quite frequently is the ALS Society of Michigan. And it doesn't get much more progressive or quickly progressive than ALS. And we have been very blessed to have helped a lot of these, they call them PALs, through their journey.
Yeah.
And it's very gratifying to know that we're doing all that we can to make the time that they are going to go through this process is at least a little bit easier.
Sure, sure, sure.
Know? So, yeah, MS, I know Dave worked with the Joneses and several others on that. The United Spinal Cord Injury Association, Miami, they're also recognized for Brain Injury Month in March.
Yep.
So.
And, Dave, you mentioned you're located in Macomb, but because you guys have a specialty like you had, I think when you started this company, you knew you were going to be going a long way to help people, and you're willing to go a long way to help people, correct?
We are willing, and we try to stay an hour and a half from our space here, but unfortunately, the great voice of the Great Lakes travels all the way to Indianapolis.
But you'd rather get the call, and you might be able to refer somebody else or at least help people with advice, right?
We do, and we have a company in Grand Rapids that we refer back and forth with. We have a company in Saginaw that we refer back and forth with, so we can keep people, you know, satisfied through different help.
Again, the website is barrierfreeplusinc.com, and you can go to Barrier Free Plus Inc. on Facebook as well. 586-598-2600. They give back. They have financing. If you can hear them, give them a call. They can help you stay in your home comfortably. You've been listening to the Inside Outside Guys right here on AM 760 WJR, featuring our good friends from Barrier Free Plus.